the bestseller lists. And in turn, Ned told me about a case he was currently preparing for trial. I had been in California during that time in the summer of 1982 when the crime which came to be known as the Lake Waco murders occurred. Yet I remembered reading newspaper accounts of the brutal killings. The more Ned talked of the trial that was upcoming, the more fascinated I became. Before he left that evening, I had committed myself to visiting the McLennan County Courthouse. It would be interesting, I decided, to watch Ned Butler prosecute a case. "Who knows?" Ned said, smiling as he backed out of the driveway well after midnight. "You might get so interested in the case you'll want to write a book about it." The purpose of Ned Butler's surprise visit is now very clear. He had stopped by to plant an idea, and for that I am immeasurably grateful. Over the last 2 years, his offhand suggestion has caused me to explore the minds of murderers, to learn how the legal community reacts to such criminals, and to devote 2 years to seeking out the true story of what must be regarded as one of the most bizarre and complicated crimes ever committed. Were it not for people like Ned Butler, this book would have been an impossible task. He and a number of others graciously saw fit to spend a great deal of time providing answers and insights that would eventually make me comfortable with my subject. In return, they asked only that I write an honest, truthful book. The dangers of acknowledging those who have been helpful is obvious. Despite the best of intentions, there are going to be those whose names are inadvertently left out. Thus, I begin this list with an apology. Two, there are those who, for a variety of reasons, were willing to help, but asked that they remain anonymous. To them, the thank you is just as loud and heartfelt as it is to the ones here named. Prosecutors and defense lawyers, adversaries inside the courtroom, and sometimes outside as well, were generous with their time. District Attorney Vic Fazell and his wife Bernie, Administrative Assistant John Ben Sutter, the aforementioned Ned Butler and his wife Carla, Assistant DA Pat Murphy, Dave Deaconson, and Deanna Fitzgerald, and attorneys Dick McCall, Jack Holcomb, David Anderson, Rod Goble, Claude Giles, Lisa Donaldson, Guy Cox, Bill Vance, Walter Skip Reeves, Hayes Fuller, and Russ Hunt. Waco Police Chief Larry Scott provided much-needed help, as did Detectives Ramon Salinas and Dennis Baer. The same must be said for McLennan County Sheriff Jack Harwell and Captain Dan Weinberg. Thanks, too, to Deputy Constable Gene Thorpe, William Johnston, Waco Police Department legal advisor, and Jack Daniels of the Methodist Home. Tommy Witherspoon of the Waco Tribune-Herald generously shared information, as did television reporters Marilyn Moritz and Paul Gately. A gracious nod is also due the photographers whose names are carried alongside the photographs used. Dr. Homer Campbell and James Ebert were engaging dinner companions on more than one occasion, and finally managed to explain the basic principle of forensic odontology to me. Dr. Jerry Vail was also a patient helper. And the visits Dr. M.F.G. Gilliland allowed me were valuable and appreciated. Among those who graciously shared personal remembrances were Karen Hofstetler, Jean Deal, Gail Kelly, Christine Jewell, Patty Pick, Dana Diamond, Patty Deese, Penny McNutt, Pat Torres, Bobby Brim, Lou Booker, Linda Hedrick, Karen Cannon, and Dorothy and Ojeda Miles. Special thanks is due families of the victims, Nancy Shaw, Rod Montgomery, Brad and Gloria Montgomery, Jan and Robert Thompson, Richard Franks, Sandra Sadler, and Kay Sanders. For background on Waco's colorful history, I am indebted to Patricia Ward Wallace and her excellent book, Waco, Texas Crossroads. Pat Stowers, the lady of the house, not only encouraged me during the research and writing, she was a dedicated note-taker on days when it wasn't possible for me to be in the courtroom, arranged files, ran errands, read rambling first drafts, and offered valued criticisms. And if there is an editor more caring,